Welcome to Outdoors with Roy. Looking for some ways to keep McAllen beautiful? We will show you some ways you can help by getting involved. Coming up on this episode of Outdoors with Roy, Keep McAllen Beautiful is encouraging families to go plogging together to keep our city parks and hike and bike trails clean. We'll show you this latest trend. Also, we have a great DIY for your entire family. You'll make great lifelong memories and call a city park your very own. We will introduce you to a family who works and plays together while helping keep a city park clean. Stay tuned. In the near future, you may get to smell some citrus blossoms at a McAllen park, thanks to some volunteers and a generous donation. We will have the details coming up. Keep McAllen Beautiful has a great idea for the outdoors. It's a Swedish trend called plogging. We recruited some young athletes here at CrossFit Groundbreakers to show us what it's all about.
Here we go, guys, 10 seconds.
These children are participating in the CrossFit Groundbreakers Kids Program. They meet twice a week to get fit and learn about the basics.
I like to work out, and I like to lift weights. And I like to be stronger than all the boys in my class.
I like it because it gives me a bit of workout to motivate me and make me strong.
I like it because it gets me strong. It prepares me for track, cross country, and it makes me strong so I can defend myself.
I'm right there.
After their fitness training, the coaches took the kids out plogging, which is a Swedish trend where you pick up trash while you jog. Get it? Coach Roy De Leon says they're teaching these kids the CrossFit basics by building a supportive community so they can be good athletes and better citizens.
We have 5 to 12-year-old young men and women that they're the future of our tomorrow, of our city. They're the future leaders of our community. So we can inject some sense of responsibility that, you know, fitness runs parallel with our social responsibility for our community, not only here outside our gym, but for the city of McAllen.
Keep McAllen Beautiful's Norma Linda Cepeda addressed the kids about the importance of volunteering and helping out in the community.
There's a lot of trash that we can find when we're walking, when we're jogging. So it's important that somebody pick it up. Don't wait until the Great American Cleanup or Adopt a Highway or one of those special programs. It should be done every day.
KMB is encouraging McAllen residents to pick up trash on their runs or walks in their neighborhoods, city parks, or the city's hike and bike trails. CrossFit coach Luis Vela says CrossFit has a culture of building community in fitness and life.
For the kids, it's important for them to learn at a younger age what that means to have somebody putting in hard work next to you, what the accountability is, keeping yourself accountable, as well as keeping your friends and your peers accountable. This leads to what they do in a classroom. It leads to what they can do in a church setting. It leads to what they can do at home with their family.
These young CrossFitters say it was a lot of fun.
I think it's a great thing for the environment. And I really like how you guys are helping us.
So then we don't hurt the animals in the sea or the animals here.
I think it's amazing, so like we don't have pollution in the air. Our ecosystem could be great, the animals will be alive, the animals can get food, so we can get food. I just think it's great.
Being good stewards of the environment and good corporate citizens in your own backyard are life lessons these kids will never forget. CrossFit is about building a community who is fit and caring.
If you're interested in doing your own plogging, contact Keep McAllen Beautiful. Remember, it's about caring for our community, keeping McAllen Beautiful, and staying fit. We're here at Garza Park. The Esqueda family participated in Keep McAllen Beautiful's Adopt a Park program to help McAllen Parks and Recreation Department clean the park. Here's the story.
For 4 years, the Esqueda family has been picking up litter at Garza Park. They even have a nameplate at the park.
So whether you're a business or a family, you can get your own sign, like ours.
Jose Esqueda says his family registered with Keep McAllen Beautiful and the McAllen Parks and Recreation Department through their Adopt the Park program to start a family tradition and build lifelong memories.
I think family bonding, that's one thing, because we all come together. We all clean up and beautify the park, and I think that kind of makes us feel good about it.
KMV has some requirements for a family, business, or group to adopt a park. A group agrees that for a 2-year time period, they must agree to clean up litter at least 6 times a year. And one of the cleanups must occur during the month of April to coincide with KMV's Great American Cleanup and Texas Trash Off. After 2 years, they can renew their application. Esqueda says after the hard work, they like to watch their 3 boys enjoy the park.
Just our boys, you know, once they're done, they'll be running around. I mean, kids will be kids, and they always play with each other, chase each other. And that's something that we like to see, you know, that way they can bond together.
To apply for the Keep McAllen Beautiful and McAllen Parks and Recreation Adopt a Park program, go to keepmcallenbeautiful.org.
All done!
You can make memories with your family and friends and bring joy to thousands of residents and visitors who enjoy McAllen Parks litter-free. Do you remember the thousands of citrus groves across the entire Rio Grande Valley? A McAllen family with some volunteers and a generous grant wanted to bring back the sweet smell of citrus blossoms to a McAllen park. A group of 19 volunteers from T-Tech McAllen planted 16 citrus trees at Garcia Park. The project was made possible through a generous donation from T-Tech McAllen. Garcia Park is a tract of land that was donated by the late Aurelio Garcia Sr., who was a valley leader in farming and the citrus industry.
This is a great way to show the young people what our community used to be like back in the day. We've lost a lot of our citrus, unfortunately, and so this park really stands as an emblem to what our citrus life used to be back in the day. So Garcia Park is a great park to bring your children to teach them about caring for our citrus plants too, because they bring a lot to us here in the valley.
During the planting, the Garcia family was on hand to see volunteers plant navel orange, grapefruit, valley lemons, and mandarin citrus trees in the park. This mini citrus orchard may be small, but they're hoping to remind everyone how important the citrus industry was for the Rio Grande Valley. That wraps up another edition of Outdoors with Roy. If you would like to volunteer in a city cleanup or plant trees with your family, business, or group, contact Keep McAllen Beautiful at 681-4562. I'm Roy Conthu with the City of McAllen.